test on the base. Vomer Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, and that's about 8 lines up before the end of the narrow lines. Vomer Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar kol oisin hashanim shahaya adam rishon ben nidui. All those years that he was in Cherem, so after he did his chayt, because he was perished from his wife, and he was nagging himself, being in state of Cherem for 130 years. So, okay, 1 second. So Harlan Ruchin Bashidin with Lilin. So he gave birth to these different types of Ruchos. Shadim, Lilim, Shadim are male ones, Lilim are female ones. Shem Rabbi Yechiyah Adam Shloshim Ume'ashanot. He lived through 130 years. Riyalad Bidimusoy Kitzamoy. Then he gave birth to something which was the same Dimus and Selim as Adam. Mechal Da'adidul Adho Idno Lav Kitzamoy Erlid. But he gave birth to something which is not like his Selim. Didn't have the same form as an Adam. Mesuei. So the more right now assumes that this is he was being more than from Chava. This is more as Chava meaning right now. So the more says he was
as opposed to where else
was it? Well, but right now the more says something is from Chava. So the more says, but we see that that can't be because Hoyer Meir Omer. Adam Harishon Chassid Gadol Hoya, he was a big Chassid. Kimish Rosh and Itzam Misa Yada, he realized that the Misa came to the world because of him. So Yasha Batinus Meya Ushlashim Shana, he fasted daily for 130 years. Upirishman Isha Meya Ushlashim Shana, he was perished from his wife for 130 years. Vehela Zarze Teinim Absaroi. And he covered his whole body with with fig leaves, as opposed to wearing regular clothing. This was an act of self-flagellation.
It's not his version of sackcloth.
It's like his version of sackcloth, right? Meo Shloshim Shana for 130 years. So you see that. He was not with his wife, so the Mor was assuming he was married, that he and Chava together were married. This Mor says no. He heminahu b'shich v'zera d'chazel lo'ense. He felt he was in Cherem, so he couldn't be with his wife, but sometimes there was zera which came out. And that zera came out was developed into these different types of spirits, apparitions. Okay, well, remember Yemri ben Elazar makes
what's a. If someone's at Cherem, how is his wife supposed to relate to him? Right? I mean, isn't there halachos he's not supposed to come in? I don't know, if the Dalet Amos, if someone who's in Nidui. He's really supposed to be shunned, isolated. So, what is the wife supposed to do?
There are different levels. Not all of them have the Lach of Dalet Amos. I don't think the Lach of Dalet Amos applies to the wife. But
what
there is.
But
what was the question? Okay, so if you listen to the question, you'll understand the answer. Remember, Yirmi ben Elazar, Mitzvah Shvachah Shel Adam, Omrim Befanav, V'Kulo Shel Befanav. We say the full praise of a person when he's not there. We only say partial praise of the person when he's there. Where do you see that? Mr. Shachol, b'fanav d'chsiv k'yoshchol v'yisit tzadik l'fanai b'daraz. It says by Noach that the Bresham told Noach that Noach is a tzadik. Kula shalom b'fanav d'chsiv Noach ish tzadik tamim hayo b'darazov. Because he wasn't just a tzadik, but he was a tzadik tamim b'darazov. So that was his full praise. But to him himself, he didn't say the full amount. Vam Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Ma'adach Siv, V'hinei Alei Zayis Torov Befiyot. So Noach sends the Yonah out from the Teva. So the first time the Yonah just comes back. Second time he comes back with a Alei Zayis. What was the the message. So Radarshi Bafia is that this is she was saying something. Amr Yerda, she was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she's saying, Rebbeinu Shalom, the master of the world, I'd rather have to receive, I spent a year now being fed by Noach, and he took care of it very nicely. I'd rather be not dependent on somebody else and get it directly from you, even though it's an Alei Zayas. It's an olive branch. Olive branches apparently are not very tasty. They're very bitter. In the hands of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, rather than having it sweet like honey, but from the hands of human beings. Because it says, Tarov, the Radashin Tarov is regards is sustenance. So the word Tarov is referring to sustenance. Vomer Yerba Yermi ben Elazar, called Bayesh and Yishmaim by Divrei Torah, Balayla Shuv Eino Nechrov. It's if it's a house where Torah is heard being learned in Balayla, it takes away that it will not be destroyed. Shemar Balay Amar, Ayei Olika Oysoi, no Sein Smiras Balayla. That they're not going to need to say where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'lo Yomer means that there's going to be no need to say where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu who made me. They will have no complaints because the fake complaint would be like, look, where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Look what happened to me. You won't say that. Who? A person who knows in the Mishnah Lila, they learn Torah B'Lila. Okay, let's just do two more. Vamar Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar, Miyam Shachar Besemitosh, Dayo Lo Elom Sheishtamash Bishtei Oisiyas. The world is put on a lower functioning level after the Churban Besemitosh, and we only use the shame of the Yud and then a Hey. We don't use the full name of Hashem. Full name of Hashem was used in the Besemitosh by the Kahanim when they say Berchus Kahanim. We don't do that anymore. Shenemar Kol Hanashama Tehalo Ka Halalu Ka. All beings will be Mahalel Ka. Praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the name of Ka. As opposed to, that's everybody. Whereas the Kahanim, which weren't everybody, they were a group. They were the praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the full name of Hashem, all four letters. Tosfos says, so where do you see Churban Beis HaMikdash in the Pasuk? Because the word Hanashama, if you put a dogesh in the mem, it's as if it is written with two mems. Rashi just had Rashi in last week's parasha. Actually, the word Kol Yemei Hashama Tishbois. Rashi says the mem is Dagusha, it's a makam shnei mem. Whatever you want to, the idea of the word, a letter being a dogish chazak, is if you pronounce it, it's part of the previous syllable. It's a havara, yeah. Thank you. Is if you pronounce it part of the previous syllable, and then it's part of the, and then you again the part of the coming syllable. So the word hashama would be kol hashama. That's really, if you want to pronounce it properly, would be that as if you're saying it twice. So the ibad dogesh is as if there's two mems there in that situation. So we're also with darshan the mem as if it's the gusha. It's referring to the time of Shmoma, now that it's desolate, it means after basically it's destroyed. So then, we're Mahalo with Ka.
So, quite interesting when we think about it. I mean, it's the end of Tehillim, how Tehillim ends up.
Right.
That's it. Gollum's not going to say it. Nope.
Yeah, that's true. Or alternatively, you look at it on a happy note, even in a situation where we still have the ability to do, even in a situation which is not optimum, we're still able to do the Hilo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our positive spin on that. Remember, you may have been a loser. Niskalo Bovel, Niskalo Shkeneha. When the Russian gave a klala to Bovel, the Russian gave a klala which would impact negatively to the neighbors also. Ben Niskalo Sharmaran, Nisbarko Shkeneha. The klala given to Sharmaran, to Shomron, which is Malchus Yisrael, when the earth was split up the two Malchus, so the northern kingdom was referred to as Shomron because that's where the capital was. The klala they were given was a klala which would cause Nisbarko Shkeneha, that his Shkenim would be able to take advantage of it and benefit from it. How so? Niskalo Bovel, Niskalo Shkeneha. The klala given to Bovel would be Mikalo the neighbors also. It's going to be a place where there's going to be I'm not sure exactly what Kippur is. But it's a place of a wild, desolate place. So wild, desolate place, wild animals come. So
an estuary. This is a wild bird place. I guess that's like an estuary.
Keep it as a type of a bird. Okay, that's what it means. Okay. It's a place which has been designated for the birds, and Agamemayim is...
Marsh,
thank you. That's in an area where there's going to be a lot of different animals coming in, the wild animals coming in, and the, once there's wild animals coming in, they're going to be going to the neighbors also. Niskala Sharmaran, Nisbarcha Shkeneha, when the Sharmaran was given the klolo, it was impacted the neighbors positively. How was that? It says, Basamti Sharmaran, the E hasodet. It's going to be the dwellings are going to be destroyed. The Sashan of E piles, it'll be a field now. Lamatoi Kromim, a place which is planted as a vineyard. So it's planted as a vineyard, so everybody will be able to take advantage of the vineyards which are there. So the people themselves, their houses will be destroyed, and they will go into exile, and the land will become a place of Kromim. It's in Rashi. Benidui. We're current from the Rashi, this is from before, right?
Yeah.
She Yoshev Meyav Shloshim Shana Benozuf. He sat for 130 years in a state of being not insulted, but as if he's been put into embarrassment. So the Rosham gave him a tie, it was upset at him, and gave him the klala. So therefore, the result is that he took upon himself as a response to that, like we had over there in the Ma'id Katan. The Rebbe is angry at the Talmud. The Talmud has to undertake a state of cherem for himself. That's the Dinam Nozuf.
It's like by Miriam.
Okay. Zar Zitainim is Chagurois. He wrapped himself. Targumin and Zerozin. Yeah, all right. Correct. Sheikh Wazir, the Chazal, from that, Sheikh Wazir, Nasa Shidin, Beruchin, Belaylin, Minin Mazikin. So it developed into these other types of beings. Aramis Shwacha Karma Derek Eritsu is proper. You praise him exceedingly. It's improper to overstate it because it looks like you're trying to flatter him and take advantage.
That was that just going according to the Mandamar that Bidur Sov is the Shvach?
It's an interesting question. I once saw from Rabbi Yosef Yozel, from the Altar, from the Varduk, that he said, that usually when you have Bechalikas and Agadot, it means both are true. That both are true. That if you rate your tzaddikim on a scale of 1 to, let's say, to 10, Noach was a 6. He says everybody else was a 1. The generation was a 1, so he was pretty good, pretty impressive. Avraham was a 10. You put him in the generation of Avraham, he's not b'chashiv. But we would have to believe, he says, that had Noach been in the generation of Avraham, the reason why he was only a 6 was because, considering the spiritual morass which was around him, it was very difficult to climb beyond that far away from the generation around him. But had he lived in the generation of Abraham, with people like Abraham running around, he would also have been a 10. So it's not that he was it was negative, but it wasn't really negative. That's how he touched it. So that's... Torah Pafia, touching the word mimer, means mimer pia bikshash ezayis terif shalah vinal muslim. Her request of her mouth was that her tariff, her sustenance should be from the Zayas. Basar Badom is referring to Noach. V'lo omar ayei Eloika o Yisoy. V'hutzuch lis oinen, there was never a need to complain. V'lo omar ayei o Yisoy. Where is the one who made me? Harini Chorv, and now I'm desolate. Now I'm destroyed. We didn't need to say that. Because Misha Noisin's Mir Shal Tara Balaila. Bachinokat Laila Shakal Nishma Mirochik. The one who creates the song of terror, the sound of terror, at nighttime, that person will not have to have that situation. Miyam Shachar Bismita Shaposko Kanim in the work Bashem of Mafurish Kidomer Bain Darshu, Shame of Work Bashem of Mafurish. They stopped saying the same words. So then, Daya Loilam Shishamish B'Shem Beisus. Bein the Shabech Lofano, Bein the Baruch Ish Eschaveroi. Whether it's to for Shabbat, whether it's to give a bracha, to give Kol Shabbat Halakha. Klemer Zeh Hashem Shalkol Neshama Kula. Rodi Shishamish Boy. This is the name which any being. Any living being is correct to use. Mishal Mechal the Shem Ben Arba Osius Shem Mafurish Loi. Whereas the other names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're not available for everybody. Another Chal Neshama Nitan El LeKahanim Bavad. Only given for the Kahanim to use in the Beis Hamikdash. They see the work Mishmoi Mishamu Eshmi Hamiyuchaldi. Says place my name. Thank you. That the Rishon says, place my name on Klal Yisrael through the Berachos Kahanim. And there it says Shmi, which was Hamiyuchali, the special name of Hashem. Nizkalu Shchina, Mikhailo Losa, the Klal of Bavel impacted the neighbors, but by Shomron. The Klala of Shomron was a bracha to the neighbors. The Marish Kippot, a place where the Kippot would now take over, would become a Yerusha to them. Mishom Holkos Achayis Rose, there's wild animals there, Mazikus, and they damage things. Mekaymus Asmuchus Lot, the nearby neighbors. The Ayla Rosha Brother Shkenai, that is. Okay. Whereas by over here, this is, it was the Matoy Kramim. You, Yehenu Shkenel, Meshevachulo Sheniz Keres L'Tevu. So we're saying this, that since it was part of Eretz Yisrael, there was an element of Shevach that even when it was given Klolo, it ended up being in some way beneficial. Tosis raises a question. We know Rashi brings in the Parsha that it's Meshevachulo Ayevechem, that the enemies will find the land desolate. They will not be able to create bounty in the land. Here the Pasuk is saying that there will be bounty. So Tosfos said it's referring to that Yehuda, the Malchus Yehuda continued on after Malchus Yisrael went into Golus and was destroyed. It continued on. So in the period of time that it continued on, so then the Eretz was still inhabited, so then it was the Matoy Kromim, and it was beneficial for the Bnei Yehuda to take it. But once Bnei Yehuda went into Golus, then the Pasuk of Shemuel Yerechim started taking effect, and then it was totally desolate. Like the Pesukim say, it was totally desolate, there was nobody there. It says, Inami, the Pasuk just means that it produced, which it wouldn't produce anywhere and the abundance that it produced when Klaisa was there. That's so I think they're arguing, the final result we saw, it's one of these times when you wonder if you can bring a rye from the Metzias. The result was it was a totally desolate place for hundreds of years, like nobody was able to get anything out of it until Klaisa came back. Okay. Moshe Ravaz used to say, this is, the man says, "I'm ready." He says, "Can you guys get your act together, please?" Okay. Vamer Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. By Reish Shalokim Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar B'Dam. The way the Kadosh Baruch Hu's situation is not like the situation of Basar B'Dam. Maybe Bereshim deals with something. How is that? Midas Basar B'Dam, the way a human being is in this situation is the following. Nischayev Adam Harigah L'Malchus, person who is found guilty and is to be killed by the government. Matil Nochiko L'Sech Piv. They put something, a gag in his mouth. Kesha Yekalulis HaMelech, in order that he shouldn't curse the king before he dies. Person is found to be worthy of being killed. The person is quiet. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is proper to be quiet, the praise of being quiet. So that's Dumiya. Not only is he quiet, but then he praises the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Take it a step further. The person feels that this situation that he's going through, and he's praising Kadosh Baruch Hu as if he's bringing a korban to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the end of the pasuk. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should pay back our nedarim. And this corresponds with the statement of Shimon Levi. He says, So God, the pasuk says they're going through the valley of crying, of tears, and there's a mayan there. There's a mayan is a. Spring, which that is if there's the amount that they're going to produce of tears will be like a Mayan Ishisu. It's going to be founded as a foundation of a Mayan, a very deep Mayan. Gam brachos, and the pasuk is Yatemure. Okay, so Natasha in the pasuk. Ore elu b'nei adam sh'ore mam b'sonah shel kodesh baruch hu. These are people which transgress. They're ovary. So Amik, they go in the Amik Abacha. Shemamikim lehem Gehenim. They go to very deep Gehenim. Habacha, Shebuchim, they cry and burn the most. Kemayin Shoshisim. So the Amik Abacha, Mayin Shoshisim, they're going to be crying. The amount of tears like the Mayin of the Shisim of the deep. Foundations of the Beis Hamikdash, they were dug deep until they found water came out. That depth of water, that much water, that's how much they're going to cry. Then it says, "Gabrochos yeri yatamur shematzikim aleyin aleyim esadin." They accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's judgment. The father of Rebbeinu Shalom, Yafa Danta, you properly judged Yafa Zechitza, you properly acquitted. And Yafa Chiyavta, you properly found the person culpable. Yafa Tikanta Gehenim, the Rishayim Ganedim Lasidikim. You properly, you did the proper thing of creating Gehenim for the Rishayim and Ganedim for the Siddiqim. So they accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's judgment. That's the pasuk before that we're saying of Lecha Dumiya Tehillah, there was Dumiya and then there's Tehillah. That we praise Kodesh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Mizbasa Adam, where the person is upset and we curse the king. Okay. Let's halt it here. Okay, so hold on in the middle of this piece. Hold on, Amy. Okay.